live from the List Track Recording Studio. This is Email Marketing Today. Here are your hosts, Ross, Matt, and Brent.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 20. 20 episodes, guys.
Wow.
Episode number 20 of Email Marketing Today. With me today in the studio is Ross Kramer and Matt Elliott. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Definitely doing well. Brent, how are you?
Doing pretty well. I can't believe that this is episode 20. We've done 20 of these now. Seems like just yesterday that we started the first one.
Seems like just yesterday we had a webinar with Mark Brownlow.
We did have webinar with Mark Brownlow.
Yeah, we did. From emailmarketingreports.com. He had some great content for us. I thought it was interesting how he reached out to Twitter to sort of get people's measure their temperatures, I guess you could say, for how they received emails. And it was kind of funny because one of our guys, a contributor to this podcast, Brandon Brophy, one of our account managers, he actually tweeted something. He was yipping and yapping about some re-engagement email that Borders had sent him that he didn't like so much. And Mark actually picked up on it and put it in his podcast.
It's a great small world.
It is a small world, very small world. He's from all the way in Vienna, Austria. I believe it's the birthplace of Mozart because I think I was there. Megan, is that true? Maybe?
Hopefully.
I think I was there when I was like 16 once.
I think you're correct.
If I'm not correct, first person to email podcast at ListTrack wins a 1 gig
USB credit card
flash device.
There you go. I do know Vienna is the most expensive city in the world.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Rates just above Tokyo and New York City.
Well, for those of you that did miss our webinar, we should have it posted by the time this podcast is live. It should be posted live out on the site, so you could watch that on demand. One of the topics that came up during Mark's webinar was looking at your email in multiple web clients, email clients.
And well as, how do I know if my message went into the spam folder at Earthlink or some other ISP that you might not have an account at? And we thought maybe we would talk about Return Paths Suite. They keep changing the name. I'm sorry, Matt. We talked about it before we went live.
CenterScore Monitor Suite, I believe, is the latest branding of it.
So Return Path is one of our partners. If you're a ListTrack customer, you can get it from us at a great price. And Matt, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what they're doing with the product.
Sure. They actually have a couple of different components to the suite. One of the components is Campaign Preview, which is your rendering tool so that you can take a look at how your content, your creative is going to render in various email clients, both with and without images. So we've talked a lot about best practices for creative and using alt tags and doing other things so when your images don't show up. And we try to explain that to clients. Well, this is a great tool to actually see what we're talking about. You know, you can see what an email is going to look like at AOL when the images are blocked or at Yahoo when the images are blocked. And with that, you can also see it with the images on. And what the tool will also show you is like where the fold is. So you can see if your call to action is falling above the fold or below the fold. So the campaign preview tool, it'll analyze your HTML for errors and spelling errors and coding errors. Really powerful piece in terms of your creative and your content and your rendering aspect of what you're doing in your email marketing. And then another component of the suite is Mailbox Monitor, which is your deliverability aspect. Like you were talking about, does the message go to the inbox or does it go to the junk mail folder? Well, the Mailbox Monitor tool gives you, basically you get a seed list of around 1,000 addresses. And you embed that seed list into your email campaign list, and they have an automated, programmatically, you know, automated system that will receive those messages and will report back to you at the major ISPs that they have these addresses with. Did it go to the inbox? Did it go to the junk mail, or did it go missing? And so, did it get delivered and then just not show up anywhere, like what a lot of times you see with Hotmail and MSN, where it goes into their gray cloud of, you know, non-delivered email. And that will allow you then to see what is the impact on your marketing campaign, your messaging. Are you having problems with activity, open and read rates and click-through rates? You know, maybe you have a very compelling message, but it's not getting in front of your customers because, or your contact list, because it's going into the junk mail folder. Well, one way to find that out is to use the seed list and look at those reports, and it'll help you. And it also, and it breaks it down by B2B, B2C, you know, delivery clients. So you can look at how are you getting through the major filters like Brightmail and Postini, and get a feel for, you know, if you're in the B2B space, that, you know, that's going to be one of your primary objectives is to get past those. If you're in the B2C space, you know, are you having problems at Yahoo or Hotmail or Gmail? And then it breaks it down, the actual profile of each of these ISPs, and helps you understand what are their authentication methods, how do you get signed up for their feedback loop, what is their whitelisting process, what accreditation programs are they affiliated with, what their postmaster email address is, you know, how to contact them for assistance. So there's a lot of rich data in that. And we, you know, we talk about all the time, you know, data-driven results, and a tool like this gives you that kind of data that helps you go to the next step.
And they have a global reach as well, which is, you know, sort of speaking of Mark and being in Europe and talking about some of the stuff that's going on in Europe, but they've got European ISPs within the tool. They got ISPs from the...
They have Asian Pacific ISPs. They have Latin American, Canada, and South America.
So, you know, if you do have a global reach, it's a great tool to be able to see what's happening with your, you know, with your campaigns. It's also very interesting to see, even if you don't, for many of our customers, they have, you know, their customers are here in the States, but it is interesting how other ISPs treat their mail. As I look at a lot of those reports, it's junk mail. And I think it's, you know, picking up on English language and other stuff that they're saying to an Italian ISP or a Chinese ISP or something like that. And it's being routed right into the junk mail filter, which is probably a topic for our internationalization feature for another podcast.
But it really does give you a clear view, even just if you don't, you know, if you're not really targeting the international market, you know, just Yahoo, for instance, you know, how many contacts have gone into your bulk mail at Yahoo, and has a real, you know, real clear view rather than have to basically have your own seed list to be able to check that.
Well, it helps you answer that question, why? You know, is it my subject line? Is it my offer? Is it my creative? Did I go to the inbox or the junk mail? Well, you can eliminate that piece out of it if you're seeding and at least finding out that piece of information. Then you can refocus your efforts on, okay, maybe it is the subject line, maybe it is the offer, and then you can get into your testing, you know, and testing those elements and not have, you know, just kind of scratch that piece off as one of those unknowns. Now that it's a known, focus on what is unknown and drill down and really, you know, target what's going to give you that lift that you're looking for.
For those ListTrack users listening in here, you know, before you actually even go to those return path tools, one place you really want to look at in your own reports within ListTrack is the deliverability report. If you see large number of of emails being delivered to a certain email client, and no opens and no clicks from that client, well, then you definitely have a problem. It's going to the bulk mail. And the return path tool really gives you that clear view then as to how many, you know, what percentage is actually going to your
right.
bulk folder.
And that's on the deliverability report page. There's actually, on the far right-hand side, there's a deliverability by domain link that will break that information down for you by opens and reads by the various domains and help you identify domains that you might be having issues with.
And if we sort of take a step back to the rendering tool that they have, one of the things that we're seeing as ISPs continue to try to monetize their email properties more and more, we're seeing sort of a shrinking
real estate. Yeah,
there you go, real estate on the screen. So I know Yahoo was a big one in their redesign. You know, what you used to be able to do on the right-hand column with your emails at Yahoo, you really, you know, can't do anymore because they did sort of encroach in on the right-hand side.
We actually did an internal lunch and learn webinar kind of experience today with our staff going over the campaign preview tool. And when we looked at the Yahoo real estate and how much that additional header, these banner ads that they're embedding in there and how much their header space takes up now in the inbox, the call to actions really need to be raised. And it really puts a premium on the use of pre-headers and getting your primary messaging and, like I said, call to action up above the fold and understanding where that fold is. And it Gmail's the same way. They're adding some more features into their email client, and you can see this, you know, the shrinkage of that real estate that's available to you as a marketer.
And even going beyond that, you talk about like CSS support and how you actually lay out the code, and to actually go out and see all of your email clients in one view without having to log into each. Just it's really nice. And I know I've tossed this link out there before on another podcast, but anyone looking to make sure that you are designing your emails right and you want to look at what's supported in different email clients for CSS, good place to go is Email Standards Project, email-standards.org. It's a great site. List out all the main email clients out there and their level of CSS support.
The other thing that you could do if you were really concerned about, you know, really maximizing your opportunities through your email channel would be to use our by domain filtering, to either use dynamic content by domain or just plain segmentation by domain. But that was one of the new updates for 2009.
Yeah, Stefan Pollard had a great ClickZ article the other day talking about Yahoo had some recent changes to their interface where you can actually sort based on contacts that you've whitelisted. And that's a default option that you can just really easy right in the user interface, select only see those that you've whitelisted. So it just kind of increases the importance of whitelisting. And one of the things that I had talked about to our internal support staff here is that a great way of doing that with ListTrack is to target you based on domain name, so those email addresses containing yahoo.com, to target those domains specifically with how you can whitelist on that email client. The old way of doing it was kind of linking out to this real long page that had almost every email client on it, how you could whitelist on each. But now if you use dynamic content, it's real nice. You can target specifically to the domain that the email address is coming in off of.
Right. Rather than make them dig through and find their particular email client's directions, just give them those relevant and specific to them. And on that side of dynamic content, unfortunately, I had missed the webinar yesterday because I was in New York and Farmingdale at the US Open. And one of the things I got to do was go through the Lexus experience tent. And they had like this little experience where they had a golf simulator. You try to hit closest to the hole and they were giving out some prizes. But one of the things they did was they had one of their latest model cars and it was dimpled like a golf ball. And we're kind of joking.
Through a bad hailstorm.
Well, exactly. It'd be a great car to drive through a hailstorm because you would never know that it was damaged. But they also had a replica trophy, and they took your picture, and then they took your information down while you're in line, including your email address and some other demographic information and whatnot. You know, what possible models would you be interested in buying, and when are you going to purchase and whatnot?
A kiosk or a human?
This was a human carrying a little like electronic pad and putting your information in right there directly. And I came in this
like a phone or a symbol device?
More like a symbol device.
Okay.
Yeah. It's keypad punched. Bigger than a phone, but smaller than a laptop computer.
Got it.
So she entered in the information. Then I came in this morning, and in my inbox was an email from Lexus. Dynamic content. I mean, it was specific to the models that I showed interest in, hybrid models of their two most popular cars, personalized with my name in there. And it had a link off to my picture that I had taken with the championship trophy.
That is great. And that is awesome.
You want to talk about, you know, like personalized, dynamic, relevant messaging. I mean, what a way to just pull you right in. And then it included $1,000 gift certificate towards your Lexus purchase. So I'll be right on that.
And you will probably win whatever prizes, because for anybody listening in, anytime Matt enters a contest, he wins. Have they sent you your prize yet, Matt?
No, they haven't.
No. And then, sure enough, his neighbor's kids will destroy the prize.
Like long, they did. Long history, yes.
Matt's neighbor's kids threw the Wii controller through a giant plasma screen that he won.
Yes, it was about 5 weeks old. Unfortunately, their homeowner's insurance covered that. So for anybody who has a neighbor come over and damage any of your property, their homeowner's covers it. So let that be your podcast lesson for today.
Brent, what do we got coming up with new events here at ListTrack?
Well, we have another webinar coming up here on July 1st. A good friend of ours, John Cadell, is going to be here in the studio. Developing Customer Insight from the Ground Up is the title for that webinar.
That's definitely going to be one to know. You know, John's a good friend of ours, and whereas he probably isn't a name that everybody knows that may be listening to this podcast, I can tell you he's a very sharp individual, and he's going to have some really good takeaways, because he's definitely a a scholar of marketing and how customers interact and respond to your brand, and he's helped us a bit this year. So that's definitely going to be one to make sure you catch.
Yeah, I was really impressed with his ability to really help you understand your relationship and all the different pieces and contact points you have with your clients and what that goes into to building and maintaining a real quality partnership and relationship with your client base.
He's also a serial Twitterer, tweeter. He's out on Twitter, so if you search for Cadell, you'll find him, and then you'll get his stream,
his daily stream. CadellInsightGroup.com.
And we were talking about ReturnPath earlier. Just wanted to mention ReturnPath also has a biweekly podcast, Reputation Radio. So shout out to those guys, and another great email marketing podcast to check out.
Sure. Yeah, and Ross had mentioned earlier about the international aspect of deliverability, and they have one of the industry experts, Stephanie Miller, is there, and just definitely viewed as and just stays up to date with international laws on deliverability and things like opt in and opt out, laws and policies across the world, across the globe. And we're angling right now to get her as a guest on the podcast, and she's talked about that and agreed to. We just got to figure out the right time.
Stephanie's definitely another rock star in this industry.
Yeah.
All right, well, that wraps up episode 20 here. Thanks, guys, for joining me here in the studio.
Right on. Yeah. Time for our first company picnic of the summer.
That's right.
All we need is the weather to turn around.
Yeah, hopefully we can
go outside.
Yeah, hopefully we can get all those families and kids outside. You'll want mine outside, I guarantee you that.
If you have any questions, if you have anything you'd like us to talk about, any topics you'd like us to explore here on the podcast, you can email us at podcast@listtrack.com, and we will talk to you next time.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Take care.